going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story.
Welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, they love Roger Goodell, don't they?
At least he didn't say hello, Detroit.
Yeah, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell opens this year's draft where the Cowboys had the 12th pick.
Yeah, because of their woeful 2024 campaign. And the boys selected an offensive lineman.
Alabama All-American Tyler Booker is expected to fortify the Cowboys' running game.
Alabama's All-America guard knows the stellar history of the Cowboys' offensive line. Think of names like Larry Allen, Rayfield Wright, Tyron Smith, and the recently retired Zach Martin, whom Booker will replace at right guard.
Just like Alabama was known for having a great offensive line, I further that tradition there. I'm excited to go in and learn and do everything in my power to continue to further that tradition in Dallas.
The pick is generally well received, although some analysts do have their questions.
The only question I think you can really have about Tyler Booker when you watch him on tape is just, it's literally just the athleticism. If you're somebody who wants a guard in this modern NFL to be able to pull and get to the edge really quickly and get up to the second level with the best of them, yeah, that's not going to be him.
But Cowboys insider Bobby Belt says everyone agrees that Booker's intangibles, like his leadership qualities and his fiercely aggressive style, will bolster the Dallas offensive line for years to come. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So alongside Tyler Guyton, the first-round pick last year, and Tyler Smith, the first-round pick in 2022. This makes three O-line Tylers that Dallas has selected first in the past four drafts.
For the third time in the last four seasons, the Cowboys go offensive line in the first round.
We had the winning formula in the 90s. We had a big-ass offensive line. That's what got us the three Super Bowls.
Honestly, very surprised. But I do see firming up the offensive line.
They needed a replacement for Zach Martin, so I think it was a smart pick. You can trust pretty much anybody from coming out of Alabama.
This guy says we still have a lot of holes to fill, though.
We still need a running back, still need a cornerback, still need a wide receiver, so I don't think we have enough picks for every need we have.
This fan has figured out what he calls the Cowboys' problem.
You know, back in the 70s or 80s, you saw Tom Landry, Tex Ram. There was three or four people making this. Now you got 30 people in the draft. Room, and I think that's too many chefs in the kitchen.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The advocacy group Urban Specialist has released a documentary about gun violence in Dallas. The group met with parents to talk about the issue last night. The meeting coming a week after a shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School that injured five students.
Advocates from Urban Specialists met with parents last night to discuss gun violence. Antoine Lucky says his research shows Oak Cliff has more gun violence than any other neighborhood in Texas. And what are kids telling him?
They say, Mr. Lucky, I believe that I have to pack, I have to arm myself every single day in order to survive.
Urban Specialist has just released a documentary called Life After the Gunshot. You can see that on YouTube. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also this morning, Dallas Public Schools get a C, Fort Worth gets a D, and parents across Texas can now see the letter grade for their child's school. from 2023.
The Texas Education Agency rates schools and school districts on several factors, including scores on standardized tests and graduation rates, then assigns them a letter grade of A through F, just like a student's report card. The ratings for 2023 were just released. They were delayed after several school districts sued over the methodology for the ratings. Most of the big city school districts got a grade of C, including Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and El Paso. The Fort Worth ISD got a rating of D. The district issued a statement that they have already made system-wide changes to address the needs of students. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
$26,600. $26,000. That's the average daily cost to feed one astronaut on the International Space Station.
What are they eating?
$26,600. For what it's worth, most of that cost is the delivery fees. Which is kind of like when you do Uber Eats.
Man, they really tack it on.
So they add they add the fuel and the rocket expenditures and everything else like that. And then the tip goes to the driver. The tip is a bit much. But they are working on, the European Space Agency and NASA are working on a way to cut that bill down without having a reliance on supply missions. So they're working on a project to test whether lab-grown food creating animal and plant cells could be produced in space. So, I'm sorry, what year is this? 2025? We've been in outer space since the 1960s, and they're just now getting around to deciding whether or not they can grow food in outer space. What have they been doing up there for all these years?
I don't know. Can't they just pack their own snacks?
There you go.
You know.
I think it's the Tang over the years that's done it.
Brutally expensive, no doubt.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After a years-long fight, a billion-dollar school choice voucher bill is finally headed to Governor Abbott's desk to be signed into law. President Trump even lobbied state lawmakers to pass it.
Incredible and joyous, two words Texas Senate Republicans used to describe this day.
There being 19 ayes and 12 nays, school choice has come to Texas.
Senate Bill 2 would give parents just over $10,000 in an education savings account to send their child to a private school. State Senator Brandon Creighton authored it.
We're launching the largest school choice opportunities and expanded choice in American history with 100,000 students, Texas style.
Senate Democrats argued the money should be going to currently underfunded public schools. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst is David Johnson.
You just got to stay tuned. I'm telling you, at least my world is changing every couple of minutes.
I know Brudoff's world is like that, but this is just unbelievable. So yes, we've had a good week on Wall Street. You know, the Dow's back up close to 2.5% for the week. NASDAQ's gained over 5%. S&P up close to 4%. Yesterday we had this battle of news events back and forth. You know, the Chinese said, well, we're not talking, you know, talking tariffs. Then the president said his administration was talking with China on trade. And then this morning, and just a few minutes ago, right now, the Chinese embassy just said China and the U.S. are not having any talks on tariffs. The U.S. should stop creating confusion. So there. So we had a little bit of a rally going. Then we had a sell-off, and then now we've got a sell-off coming. And the S&P average looks down 14. The Dow looks down 169. The S&P down, I mean, the NASDAQ down 52. I can already tell this is going to be another very long day. But like I say, at least we've got the wind at our back coming into trading this week with some pretty good gains. Consumer sentiment comes at 9. That thing just plunged last time around. It had been at 57 in March. Then the preliminary reading for April was 50.8. So we'll see what it is. It's supposed to be around 50.5, which is not very good. Earnings out from Google last night. Boy, did they beat big time. They're going to buy back $70 billion worth of their stock. They're going to raise the dividend by 5%, and they're going to up their spending on artificial intelligence. And by the way, those Waymo, those autonomous cars, the trips are up 500% from a year ago. They're really, really going like crazy. Meanwhile, I think they're going to have to call in a priest for Intel. It may join Montgomery Ward's and the like. They posted a quarterly loss. They gave a pretty weak revenue estimate. And that company, that once mighty company, is really slipping. So the crude's down 92 cents, 61.87. Gold's down $39.30 at 33.09.60 for right now. And interest rates are a little bit lower, 4.27%. But we've got these dueling headlines that are developing right now. And while we've been speaking, I've seen the NASDAQ lose another 20. So it looks down 75 points while the Dow looks down 173. And we don't even open for an hour. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, David, the interesting thing to note about the driverless cars and now the driverless big rigs we have here in Texas, that the standard is not that they have to drive perfectly. They only have to drive better than humans on average. I mean, that is the standard for whether or not they are deemed to be a success.
But, Joe, the numbers that came out yesterday, Waymo says they're serving more than 250,000 paid passenger trips per week.
Wow. Very impressive. Would you, David, would you hop in a driverless car?
It depends on who the alternative was.
Yeah, I guess so. Right? Because you never know. I mean, your Uber driver could have been, hitting the sauce before he picked you up, you know?
Bingo.
So, yeah, human drivers are certainly flawed, and the computer drivers just have to be slightly better than human drivers.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.